Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Forging the Path. This is a podcast that's all about helping men become who God created us to be. My name is Adam, and my special guest today, via special request, is my daughter, Charlie. Charlie, say hello to the people.
Hi.
You're going to have to speak a little louder into that microphone. Try it again.
Hi.
Oh, yeah. There we go. That was good. So, Charlie, why did you want to be on a quick little episode with me today?
Because I love you.
I love you, too. Thanks, sweetie. But you also had something kind of funny that you wanted to share with everyone, right? Yeah. Like the Holy Spirit kind of spoke to you recently through the scriptures.
Yeah.
And it was not one of those like, oh, that feels nice and it feels good. Thanks, God. It was one of those like, ouch, right?
Yeah.
Charlie, first tell everybody, how old are you?
I'm 12.
And how long have you been 12?
I turned 12 last week today.
Yes. You've been 12 for a whole week. How does it feel?
Not that different.
Not that different? It's better than 11 though, right?
Yeah.
And you're practically a teenager.
Yeah.
I mean, like technically you're not, but we're just going to go ahead and say it. You're a teenager. Mm-hmm. I have 3 teenage daughters.
Yeah.
Oof. How am I doing?
Good.
As a dad? Thank you. You are the youngest. You'll probably give me the best grade. I am not perfect though. I mess up, don't I?
Nope.
I lose my patience.
Yep.
Sometimes say dumb things.
Yep.
Yup. Sometimes get a little tired.
Yep.
Yup. Yeah, I just want to destroy it. You know what, Charlie? Some people think our family's perfect.
Nope.
Not at all. Far from it, right? Yeah. And some people think, oh, that guy Adam, you know, he leads worship, he teaches, he has a podcast, you know, whatever, just perfect. And it's like, nope, just come and live with me for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I am far, far from perfect and I need Jesus. But we all do. That's the cool thing. Mm-hmm. That's the cool thing about the gospel is like, if you are not a good person, if you are a messed up individual, guess what? You qualify.
Yeah.
You're in, baby. Mm-hmm. Like, that's who Jesus came to save. The sinners, the losers, the people who desperately need him. That's all of us. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, I'm going to stop talking and let you share this really cool story.
Okay.
Go for it. Yeah.
Okay, so one time, my room was really messy, and so Mom told me...
But that never happens, right? I mean, your room's almost always clean, right?
Yeah, it's always clean.
Whatever. Okay, continue. Your room was messy, and...
Mom told me to clean it, and I was like, I didn't want to. So I was cleaning it, and my Bible was on my desk, so I was like, take it off, and I was like, hey, maybe I should read a Bible verse. So I was like, I asked God, like, hey, do you have anything, like, and God put this on my heart. Philippians 2:14. Do everything without grumbling or arguing. That's Philippians 2:14. Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
So you were basically, you knew you should clean your room, and you were basically looking for something to, like, waste a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll read the Bible. That's a nice Christian thing to do. I'll read the Bible and I'll stall from cleaning my room. Mm-hmm. And you open right up to Philippians 2:14, which is, once again, read it for everybody one more time.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing.
Oh my goodness. And so you knew that the Holy Spirit was speaking to you through the word in that moment?
Yeah. It was kind of like, okay, God.
Yeah. And just an FYI, that background noise of like clicking, clacking, squeaking, that's our dog.
That's Bo.
We have a Belgian Malinois that is walking around the house right now, knowing that he's not getting any attention, and he's like 7 months old now. Yeah. And so, yeah, he's causing a little bit of a ruckus. But we're going to ignore him for another few minutes. Mm-hmm. So what would you say, because this podcast is mostly for men. Mm-hmm. You know, we're trying to forge the path. We're trying to help men toughen up a little bit, embrace responsibility, and be really good husbands and fathers. And we know we can't do that unless we can look at Jesus as our example and we can get into the Word of God together, and that we have friends that are such good friends that they're practically like brothers, mm-hmm. and that those brothers don't let us slack in these super important areas of being a disciple, being a father, being a husband, being a leader. And so I think the verse that you read from Philippians really applies to a lot of guys in our audience. What do you think?
Yeah, because I see a lot, like, after it's been like, oh, it's been a long day at work. I just, like with Dad, I just want to go home and I just want to sit on the couch and have a beer and watch like an action movie. That's what I want to do. And sometimes...
That is what I want to do sometimes.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, Will need help with something, or Mom needs help making dinner, or like we have a question about something, and it's like, I can tell like Dad just wants to be like, like just grumble about it and like not want to do that kind of stuff. But like, I feel like, I don't know if that's something that a lot of guys struggle with, but like, do everything without grumbling or arguing. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and easier said than done.
Yeah.
For sure. There are a lot of days where I have to sit in the driveway for a quick minute before I get out of the truck and come inside and pray, mm-hmm. and say, God, now I'm going to my most important job. I'm done working at the other job, real estate or church stuff. And now I'm going to my most important job, being a husband and being a father. And I don't want to slack. And I don't want to complain or grumble. But I need God to help me really bad. That's a good word, Charlie. Why don't you, because that verse is just the beginning. You were telling me before we press record that verse 15 and 16 are really good too.
Yeah.
You were like laughing like, oh, ouch, that kind of hurts. Do you want to share that?
Sure. So do everything without grumbling or arguing so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault and warped in a crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life.
Mm. Yeah, what do you think that means? Like, children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked generation. Or I think we're looking at a couple different translations.
Yeah,
but
I'm sorry.
What is... No, don't be sorry. What, yours is good. What are you looking at?
NIV.
That's a great one. Yeah, mm-hmm. Don't be sorry. I got the ESV right now, but I also use NIV a lot. Hey, tell me, what do you think that means about the generation being... What does your version say?
Crooked and warped.
Crooked and warped. Let's stick with those words. What do you think that means? What are you seeing in our culture today that is crooked and warped?
A lot of things, whether it's like leadership, it's like sexuality, mm-hmm. with whether it's like gender stuff or like, well, I identify as, or like preferences, and it's just like totally like falling from what the Bible has so clearly like said and had like set boundaries for. We're just like twisting it all and warping it and making it crooked and not fitting it to what like the Bible has said, and like it's not what God had.
Yeah.
Like for planned and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. So doing things without grumbling or complaining will make you stand out in a generation or in a culture that is all those things you were just talking about.
Yeah.
Which is, by the way, really good insights.
Thank you.
Like, I think you're spot on. I really do. I think you're spot on. Those are a lot of areas where our culture is just wacko.
Yeah.
Way off course and needs to repent. Wow. Dude, I love your sensitivity to the Holy Spirit. And I love your willingness to share all this stuff. Thank you so much, kiddo.
Yeah,
it's really, you are wise beyond your years. Oh, don't worry. That's our dog again. He's just going nuts. He just rang the bell to go outside too. So we should probably bring this thing to a close.
Sure.
Yeah. What encouraging word would you give to any of the men out there who might be tempted, like you've seen me get tempted sometimes, to be a little bit tired, a little bit grumpy, a little bit complaining and grumbling. How would you encourage guys out there? Don't give into that. Don't give into that.
Well, that's what wives are there for.
Yes. Yes. So wives should, if any wives are out there listening, what should they be mindful of?
Like just to be there and like to help, like just to listen.
Yeah.
If he has stuff to get off his chest or just wants to like have something to tell you about his day. And
yeah.
Like just be there to listen and then just like I hear you, to be seen and heard is a lot too.
Yeah. That's really good. You have a really bright future.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing your wisdom. Thanks for being real too, right? Thank you so much for sharing some of like what you were struggling with in your room and just how the Lord spoke to you and helped like correct you, and about me and how I need to also keep that in mind when I come home at the end of a long day or when I'm just running short on patience. Those are lessons I think all of our listeners can identify with. So one more time, read that verse. And we'll end on that.
Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault and in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky, as you hold firmly to the word of life.
Thanks, dude. Love you.
Love you.